91%, a documentary about gun violence in America, screens tonight at Tulane University. It is the latest work from New Orleans-based director John Ritchie, who hopes to spark a national dialogue about gun policies in this country. John Ritchie joins us. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
This is not the first time you have explored the issue of gun violence in America.
Back in 2013, I released my first feature-length documentary that was called Shell Shock. That was about youth and gun violence in New Orleans, whereas 91%, it's looking at it from not only a policy level, but we're looking at it on a national scale.
91%. What does the name refer to?
91% refers to a poll that came out from Quinnipiac University in 2013, shortly after the shootings in Newtown. And that poll showed that 91% of Americans were for background checks on all gun sales. And even with a mandate like that, Congress still wasn't able to pass a comprehensive background check system. Right now, as it stands, if you were to go to a gun store, the person selling you the gun would have to have a license to sell you a gun. But in most states, we are able to sell guns in between private citizens. The problem with that system is that it creates this loophole to where guns are sold and traded on a black market where anybody can get their hands on a gun.
How did you go about your research for this project?
So I started working on this film about 2 years ago, and I started going to gun violence prevention groups conferences. A lot of the people that make up the gun violence prevention groups, like activists, are people that have been directly touched by gun violence, be it that they themselves have been shot or they lost a loved one. And what I found from talking to people was that 9 times out of 10, when they knew where the gun came from, had there been a background check in place, the shooting might have been prevented.
You're looking at background checks as perhaps a big step in curbing gun violence in the country?
The data shows, as far as whenever a state has closed that person-to-person loophole, you find a reduction in gun violence by about 50%. That's happened in every single state that they have passed a comprehensive background check in.
Who are some of the people that we hear from in the film?
We focus on stories from around the country. It's looking at people that have been touched by shootings that are everyday people. They could be your neighbors. It could be somebody that you're related to. There's Josh Stepakoff in Los Angeles, who was shot when he was 6 years old at summer camp by a white supremacist. He survived, and now he's 21 years old. There's Carolyn Tuff. She was shot in Salt Lake City along with her daughter. Her daughter Kirsten died, but Carolyn survived. They were going to the mall to buy Valentine's Day cards. There was Judy and Wayne Richardson, who lost their daughter Darian to a shooting in Portland, Maine. She was asleep in her bed, and there was a home invasion. She survived for about a month, but then ended up dying because of the wound. You know, Portland, Maine is a city that only has 3 homicides a year. They found the gun, but when they traced the gun back, the guy that initially had the gun had sold it to somebody at a gun show and couldn't remember who he sold it to. So in that instance, one gun that they were able to find was responsible for 2 murders in a town that only has 3 murders every year, you know. And then we also focus on the Mother's Day shooting that happened here in 2012.
And the big takeaway for audiences will be?
That we actually do agree on this issue of doing preventative, good, common sense gun policies, and that our politicians are not doing enough in order to curb this gun violence, and that it really is up to us to hold them accountable and for us to actually look at this as being one of the big issues that we're voting about.
Now, the film is going to be followed by a panel discussion tonight. Who are some of the panelists, and what will be points of discussion?
I think it's going to be very appropriate for what's been happening over the last couple weeks here. We have Reverend Willie Muhammad, who works with the Peacekeepers, which is a violence intervention group here in the city. There is Jake Lundy, the head of the Fraternal Order of the Police Department. He used to be a homicide detective. There's Victoria Coy with the Louisiana Violence Reduction Coalition. It's a lobby group that actually goes to Baton Rouge and works to counter the NRA lobbyists there to work on better gun policies. We have Martha Alguera, who is with Moms Demand Action, who's another gun violence prevention activist group, and I'll be on the panel too.
And your hope is what?
We live in a time where we feel like everything's divisive, and we feel like it's really hard to get on the same page with other people, and I think that it's hard to see anything of good productive action happen when we can't figure out how to work together. And I'm hoping that people will see that this is something that we can all agree upon, and that this is something that if we do agree upon it, and that if we can get people to actually act on it, that we could possibly make things better.
So you're hoping for some legislation perhaps to come out of this in the future?
I'm hoping that we can build some kind of resolve amongst the people that are voting people into office in order to hold our elected officials accountable and make them start doing something to do a better job of regulating guns.
Director John Ritchie, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, Diane.
John Ritchie's film 91%, a documentary about gun violence in America, premieres tonight at 7 at Tulane University in the Boggs Lavin Burnick Center. A panel discussion follows. More info at 91%film.com.